Find a place where you can sit comfortably and you won't be disturbed for a while. And then start to focus on your soothing rhythm of breathing. Breathing in and breathing out. And when you feel ready, close your eyes slowly. And allow your body to slow down and arrive in this present moment. Just take a minute to focus on your breath, allowing thoughts from where you've just come from and thoughts about where you're going to go afterwards. Just allow them to fade into the background and come into this present moment. Now I'd like you to take your mind to a place where you can imagine that you are a very deeply compassionate person. Think of all the qualities that you would ideally have as that compassionate person. Initially, just focus on your desire to become a compassionate person and to be able to think, act, and feel compassionately. Think about wisdom. Imagine yourself with the qualities of wisdom and warmth. Imagine being wise and warm. Having a wisdom that comes from your understanding about the nature of our lives, of our minds and bodies, and that there's so much that goes on inside of us which is not our fault. Just as we were born with our eye color, we were born with certain traits as well. And just as we had no choice around which family we were born into, we had no choice into learning some of the habits that we learned. This is not our fault. So understanding that can bring a sense of compassion to some of the aspects that you don't always like about yourself. Think about this wisdom and imagine yourself being wise and having wisdom. Then when you are ready and have a sense of your own wisdom, because you understand the nature of suffering, that we all suffer, it's part of being human, and it's not our fault. Understanding that, we now take our minds to the imagining of having strength, maturity, authority. We can start by exploring your body posture when you imagine yourself as being strong and mature. Imagine what it feels like to be sitting here confidently and assertively. Imagine your facial expression. This is the understanding yourself as a person that has difficulties and you're looking at them in a non-judgmental way. You have a confidence to be sensitive and to tolerate any of the difficulties that you're experiencing. Imagine what it is like to be wise and strong and mature. If you're finding it hard or difficult to conjure up that feeling, start with imagining yourself wanting to be wise and strong and mature. Stay with the feeling of wanting that, your intentions. And when you are ready, let's move on to the focusing on qualities of warmth, a gentle friendliness. Imagine being warm and kind. Create a compassionate facial expression. Imagine yourself speaking to someone and hear the tone of your voice. Imagine reaching out to someone with warmth and know that what that might be like. Just spend some time imagining yourself as a confident, strong, mature person that has this sense of warmth and kindness. Remembering that it doesn't matter if you feel you have these qualities or not. This is just a process of imagining if you did. And also, again, if you can't feel these qualities just yet, stick to the intention that this is where you would like to go. And then when you are ready, switch to imagining a feeling of responsibility. Imagine that you have lost interest in condemning or blaming, and now you're wanting to do the best you can to help yourself and others move forward in difficult situations. Hold on to that compassionate facial expression and warmth. Yet focus on this experience of committing yourself to a compassionate path and self-development. So there is a quality of wisdom, of strength and maturity, of warmth and kindness, and a sense of responsibility. Imagine yourself, what you feel and look like, and imagine what it's like to have that sense of posture, tone of voice. Completely imagine yourself as this being that is compassionate. Once again, it doesn't matter if you feel these qualities or not, you're just imagining that you have them. See in your mind yourself having them and work through them steadily and playfully and slowly. Sometimes we notice how each quality can affect our bodies differently. Remembering that you may just get glimmers of things because your mind wanders and you can't really focus, and that's okay. This is typical. Just like if we were trying to learn to play an instrument, sometimes we're all clumsy at it, but it's just about continual practice of this imagery of your compassionate self until it feels like the glove fits. So in your own time, I get you to start to take some deep breaths. Open your eyes, let the world in, and move forward on your day with this sense of being a compassionate self.